2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The coronavirus. Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Still unclear this morning if there will be fall sports in Utah public schools. And a youth basketball tournament underway in the Valley has been canceled.
The coronavirus. Utah families and schools. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more on fall sports. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the decision ultimately will come from the Board of Trustees for the Utah High School Activities Association. That group is set to meet today, and they've got a lot of things to consider. An executive committee of members met electronically yesterday to lay out what some of the issues may be. Now, towards the top of the list is the fact that Salt Lake City remains in the orange recovery phase of the pandemic. That means gatherings are still being capped at 50 people and masks still required in public. Nonetheless, Deseret News reports that the executive committee came out of that meeting yesterday still hoping that the Board of Trustees will sanction a fall season, even if that means maybe some mid-season adjustments will be necessary. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A youth basketball tournament underway at Mountain America Expo Center has been shut down because of COVID-19. KSL sports reporter Spencer Linton continues our live team coverage.
A confirmed case of COVID-19 has shut things down for Jam On It, also known as the Rocky Mountain Showcase, and disappointed thousands of excited young athletes and their coaches. Scheduled at the Mountain America Expo Center, the Salt Lake County Health Department has immediately suspended the tournament until, quote, we can complete a thorough epidemiologic investigation into who might have been exposed.
Jam On It organizers say the event now will be postponed until next year.
We expect to learn later this morning whether the governor will mandate face coverings statewide. Governor Gary Herbert has been meeting with legislative leaders and is facing increasing pressure from several organizations, including the Utah Hospital Association.
Avoid all that hardship we went through in March and April, then people have to start realizing, wait a minute, it's a fairly small sacrifice to wear a mask.
UHA President Greg Bell warns given current infection levels, we could overwhelm hospitals by the end of the month. The governor's announcement is expected at 11:30, and you can hear that announcement here on KSL News Radio.
The head of the Utah Education Association wants to make sure that teachers' voices are heard as school districts make their plans for reopening. Here's KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Heidi Matthews outlined four principles in a news release that she says should guide school administrators. Top of that list, listening to experts on health and safety and following their advice. Then she says teachers need to participate in decision making, and they need to be sure they have all the protective equipment and training they need to stay safe. Finally, she says school districts need to make sure communities of color and rural schools are treated fairly as funding and resources are allocated. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Despite a large number of new positive cases of COVID-19 yesterday, state epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn says we're seeing a little bit of a plateau in cases.
Still, with schools planning on opening this fall, there's lots to do in order to see those numbers significantly fall.
We want to make sure that our cases go from this plateau to a decline so that we can safely reopen our economy more and more.
When asked on KSL News Radio's David Ujanovic if she would be behind mandating face coverings for Utahns, she says that's Governor Herbert's decision and that he generally has left that up to the individual jurisdictions. As for whether schools should open in the fall, she says she has confidence that area school districts have a plan that involves common sense approaches to hygiene, cleanliness, and plans for safe social distancing. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Arizona takes a timeout on school reopening. KSL's top national stories now. Shawn Michael Lyle is back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, Arizona delaying the start of the school year until August 17th at the earliest. Dr. Sam Durante in Phoenix says testing is showing the problem.
So you're seeing the positivity rate increase to around 30%.
Data analysis shows Arizona's 33,000 per million infection rate is tops in the world. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms issued an executive order requiring face masks be worn in public. She joins other mayors in that metro area requiring masks.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Governor Kemp says cities can't make their own rules, citing state preemption over local ordinances. The Labor Department reporting 1.3 million first-time unemployment claims filed last week, right in line with expectation. President Trump acknowledges surging coronavirus cases complicates the recovery.
We have some areas where we're putting out the flames or the fires.
Continuing claims fell by 700,000 last week. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And Glee actress Naya Rivera missing and presumed drowned after her four-year-old son Josie was found alone on a boat in California's Ventura County. The 33-year-old actress went swimming from that boat yesterday afternoon. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. 7 days, very few clouds, very warm temperatures, and absolutely no storms.
We've got a heat wave coming your way for the upcoming weekend. It's going to be about as hot as it's been so far this summer. We think temperatures kind of climbing to around 100 both Saturday and Sunday. We're no strangers to heat. We're certainly no strangers to triple digits. We actually average 4 triple-digit days in the month of July. So to see one or two of them coming up at the forecast is no surprise at all.
Grant says the heat continues on Monday with highs of around 98. We cool slightly for Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the mid-90s.